And by the looks of the traffic today, it appears a lot of Americans are off work, maybe using some of their precious vacation days. Full-time workers who get paid time off earn an average of about 4 weeks a year. But our next guest wanted to take a different approach with his company. His name is Aaron Ain. He runs Kronos, the workforce management and HR software company. Kronos has recently been among NPR's financial supporters. Ain decided to offer his employees unlimited vacation time last year. Aaron Ain joins us for today's View from the Top, our series of conversations with leaders. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And let me just start, for people who aren't familiar, with the question of what exactly Kronos does.
Good question. We are a software company that helps organizations, businesses mainly, but also hospitals and public agencies effectively manage their people. We keep track of when people come and go so they're paid accurately. We help schedule people so the right person is in the right place at the right time. We do payroll for companies, and we do human resources as well as some help in areas of recruiting and performance management in those type of areas.
Okay, so what about this vacation policy? Why did you decide to offer unlimited vacation to your employees?
Can you imagine that? Here we are in the business of keeping track of when people go on vacation, and then we introduce a system where people can take as much as they want. But we did it because we are doing very well as a company. And several years ago, we had over 300 open positions. And quite frankly, we were struggling a little bit filling some of those positions because the economy's doing well and knowledge workers are hard to come by. And we try to hire above average people. And so we needed to change our recruiting profile. And we thought about everything we could do that would make us even a little bit more attractive to candidates. And one of them was the area of time off.
So vacation was that high up on the list of something that you could do to recruit?
You know, it wasn't so much by itself it was high up on the list, but when you combine it with everything else, it served as a differentiator, particularly for people who were in their 30s or 40s or 50s who had worked at another company. They had worked their way up to where they maybe were getting 4, 5, 6 weeks of vacation. They didn't want to come to a new place and start all over again at 2 or 3 weeks vacation.
And when you were thinking about making this change, what were the negatives of doing this? Why would you not want to do this? And why do so many companies decide that they'd rather just have, you know, 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks of vacation?
Well, oh gosh. So we weren't sure what the problems might be. The quick reaction was people would never be here. People would just take time off all the time. You know, that obvious reaction. But we went to our recruiting people and we said, what's getting in your way? And they said, people say they don't want to come here and start all over with their vacation. They would like to be where they are. So we said, what are ideas about that? One of them was this open vacation policy that, as I understand it, less than 10% of all companies do. And so we started interviewing and visiting with some of those companies and saying, should we be worried about it? Should we be concerned that people will abuse that privilege? And the feedback we got was actually not, that there were ways to do it that would be effective to help us recruit and retain people and motivate people, quite frankly.
And have you seen anyone abuse it so far?
Not that I'm aware of. In fact, we still keep track of time off because everybody can't go at the same time. And one of the things we heard is that a problem that might come up is that people actually with unlimited vacation take less time off because they don't say, oh, at the end of the year, I have to use it or lose it. And so we wanted to make sure that did not happen here. And the way we make sure that doesn't happen here is to keep track of how much time off people have so that if they're not taking time off, we encourage their managers to sit down with them and saying, come on, you need to go refresh. You need to go take some time off. It's not that we've seen less because we don't let less happen. And it's not that we've seen it abused because people still have to get permission to go do it. But we don't keep track of it in the same way where they say you can't go over a certain amount.
Do you notice a change in productivity based on the change that you made in vacation policy?
You know, I don't notice the change in productivity individually, but I'll tell you, we started this policy in January 2016. And in calendar 2016, we had the best year we ever had. Our engagement went to levels it had never reached before. Our voluntary turnover went to the lowest level it's ever been at. So I'm thinking that if I have less turnover, if we have people more engaged, and I look at the overall outcome, the best year we ever had, I don't know, we must be more productive.
How important do you think that company culture is and things like vacation policy versus having a great product?
Well, I think that lots of things go into driving a positive company culture. And having a great manager is probably, in my judgment, the single most important thing to driving a great culture. Having proper work-life balance, open communication, collaboration, all these things go into the mosaic that creates a great culture at a company. And vacation's part of that. It's no one thing. In my experience, nothing is one-dimensional. It's always multidimensional.
And what's a great manager, in your view?
Well, you know, let me say this, that I believe great people join companies because of the company. They leave companies because of their manager, a manager who doesn't communicate with them, who's not collaborative, who doesn't help them grow and improve. So great manager and managers are people who communicate actively, who care about the people on their team, who care about more than just what they're doing at work, care about them personally, care about their careers, care about their future. I think those are some of the components that make a really effective manager.
As you know, there's a national debate going on about sexual harassment in a lot of workplaces, including my workplace, and a lot of media organizations have had to deal with this. How big of a challenge do you think that this is going to be, this issue of managing sexual harassment claims is for workplaces across America?
Well, I think where workplaces have a problem with it, it's going to be a challenge. And certainly it's something that has to be addressed. It's a serious issue. I personally get confused about it. I ask people who work at Kronos about it, and I say, gosh, am I just blind to this? Like, does this happen here? And they tell me it doesn't, but because our culture doesn't allow it. So organizations that have a culture that allow it to happen, they have to go change their culture to have it not be accepted. And it has to start at the top. And organizations have to demand that the people who work for them go and do what's right in this particular area. So if they have a problem in a culture that is on the wrong side of this, they're going to have to do some work to fix it.
But your culture doesn't allow it, you say?
Oh, it doesn't allow because I don't allow it. I would not tolerate it. You know, I believe companies reflect the leadership at a company. I share people who share my value systems. They then hire people who share their value systems, and the cultures perpetuate themselves right down through the areas. Now, I'm not saying that we haven't had problems like that, but the issue is I hope our employees feel that they're we want to know what's going on. And if there's an issue, they need to raise the issue. We take it seriously. We don't sweep anything under the carpet. We have deep respect for everyone who works here. And people should feel safe here and protected here and feel they can come to work and get their work done in the right environment. So, I don't think we have a problem with this. Once again, I'm not saying it's never happened, but we deal with it when it happens.
Now, you've been at Kronos since the 1970s.
1979. Don't make me that.
Okay, fair enough. Why did you stay so long?
Well, I've just loved it here. I've never had a reason to go. It's met my, you know, own needs. You know, people join companies, they stay at companies because it meets their own particular needs in various dimensions. And this has met my needs. And I'm not the only one here like that. If you walk around the halls here, people have worked at Kronos for 35 years, 30 years, 25 years, 20 years. It's magical when you do that. And so it's a premium for us to make sure we retain people. And I think our culture has reflected that. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary as a company, and our culture has only improved and gotten better. And that's why people stay. That's why I stayed.
Well, what would you tell another business about trying to keep people, trying to retain employees? Because there are a lot of, especially younger employees, who don't stay in jobs as long as you have.
Yeah, I know the average 34-year-old, I'm told, has had 7 jobs. And so it's not unusual that people move around from that point of view. But you know, if you're going to hire really good people have choices where they work. And if you create an environment that's engaging for them and you do the best you can in that area and you give them quality work and you encourage them to have the right balance in their life, I think, generally speaking, they'll stay. and they'll do well. I don't think people by their nature want to jump jobs on a regular basis. I think people by their nature want to stay at the same place. So if companies can live up to their, you know, goals, their ambitions, their dreams, what their potential is, I believe they can keep people indefinitely just like we have.
Have you ever thought about doing what Google and some of the tech companies have done and had, you know, live-in chefs and all that sort of thing, free food day and night?
No, we haven't really. So good for them that they can afford to do that. And, really, I think, it's good they do that. But, we take a more down-to-earth approach, not that what they do isn't down-to-earth, but just trying to make sure people have a safe place to work, a great manager, fun work to do, challenging work to do, pay them fairly, give them good benefits, try to let them take care of their families. And I think that works for us, as evidenced by our results.
That's Aaron Ain, who is the CEO of Kronos, the workforce management software company. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. Enjoyed it.